This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Nick here from Holistic Health, Coach for Anxiety here. Today, I'm gonna having a bit of phone issues here, but I'll kind of fix that up a little bit. The topic today of discussion, one of the podcasts of 366 Challenge, is about the power of synchronicity and anxiety. I'll repeat that, the power of synchronicity, anxiety. So it's really important to kind of have an understanding of, you know, what synchronicity, you know, the power of coincidence, kind of actually why they're what happens, how does it make us feel, if we can create, right, if we can create the whole thing, the whole idea of this podcast here is if we can create positive occurrences through thought and emotions and thought emotions, right, and desires and cravings, then everything works in opposite. Then we can also create negative synchronicities in life, and therefore increasing the level of anxiety. So this is the idea, you know, like they came up the other night for me. I thought, yeah, I better write something about this one today and really go into this one. So yeah, so what synchronicity, what is synchronicity? Let's go with that first. Let's describe it, maybe share some stories along the way, whatever comes up. Let's go with synchronicity. Who took this on board? Who played with this idea? Well, it was to begin with, it was introduced by a Swiss psychologist, Carl Jung. It just refers to meaningful coincidence that kind of occur in our life. And these coincidences seem to be more than just random occurrences. Now, let's look at that. It's something with, you remember when I was talking to another coach here of mine and said, do you know what synchronicity said? It's the wow factor. It's like it's when you say, what the devil, you know, what the devil, what a coincidence, what a sweet coincidence, or what a bad coincidence, that was enforced or embossed by our minds, right? We put enough stimulus and thought and desires, or just thinking about someone, can actually manifest that person somewhere in the universe, somewhere on the time track. We also talked about what was really interesting with my coach here. We also talked about time travel. So it's kind of a way that we can time travel. I mean, we create the future by thinking positive or negative. And so I thought about this, and it was a good discussion we had, and that's the way he described it. It is the occurrence of what the, I thought about that, and it's finally here, and this is just amazing. So yeah, it is like a message for us to be wise, to be locked into it, to be aware of it. And a lot of us don't, we're too busy being distracted to actually, you know anything different. So yeah, so let's go on this. These occurrences often seem to be more than just random occurrences. They do hold deeper significance, and they seem to be connected to our thoughts. Seem to be. There's no such thing. The seem to be. Just imagine, seem to be is, we should take that word out and say they are, especially when we talk about anxiety, because, we are creating negative synchronicity. So that's the whole thing. And experiences. Again, it's all about how we stimulate our emotions and experience what we think we're so strung onto, so we're hanging on to, craving and desiring on conscious levels. So then we look into anxiety is a common human emotion characterized with feelings of fear, worry, and unease. So synchronicities and anxiety may seem like two unrelated concepts, but they can actually have a profound impact on their lives when examined together. So they do work together. Sometimes they can actually bring us out of anxiety. Sometimes the message there for us, maybe we had this interference or this wonderful message from the universe saying, hey, that's enough of you being in such an anxious thought, because we got to come back to some equal mutual zone. And I'm giving you messages to look at. All right, to observe in your environment, take note, and don't be, that's impacting, that anxiety is kind of impacting your life. Maybe you should be like slowing things down or easing, or have some coping mechanisms to deal with so it can come out. So the synchronicity is actually a powerful thing and allows us to take notes and be aware, create that awareness. And the more we understand this, maybe we'll have more synchronicities in our lives. So synchronicity has the power to provide us with the sense of meaning and purpose, even in the face of anxiety. When we experience like synchronistic events, you can feel as if the universe is sending us a message or guiding us towards a particular path. The events can offer reassurance and a sense of interconnectedness. We are one. And then this is kind of reminding us we're not alone and in the struggles, right? You've got coaches, you've got everyone to support, the support system of the universe. And synchronicity is one way that we get supported, just being aware of it. And does inspire us and creates this motivation. It helps us to navigate through real, real difficult times. We just have open your eyes to the welcoming synchronicities. Anxiety, on the other hand, can often cloud our perception. It makes it difficult to recognize synchronistic events and give you the wow, nice feeling inside, warm feeling in us, around us. So when we are consumed by worry and fear, we may miss out on these signs and messages that the universe is trying to convey. Our focus becomes narrow, fixated, and anxieties prevent us from seeing the bigger picture in this life. However, it's important to note that anxiety itself can also be a catalyst for synchronicity. I like that. When we are in a state of heightened anxiety, hypervigilating, anxious minds, and become more attuned to patterns and connections, we might start to noticing coincidence and synchronistic events that we would have otherwise overlooked. The synchronous experience can serve as a reminder to pay attention to our thoughts, emotions, and explore the underlying causes of our anxiety. Once again, it's that warning. We're looking for that message, we're looking for not ignoring it, not being too so fixated or stuck into the anxiety levels or time always bumping extra anxiety in our life. Moreover, the power of synchronicity lies in the ability to help us navigate through like anxiety. That's it there. We recognizing and embracing synchronicity events, once we do that, we can gain a sense of guidance and support from the universe, God, the maker, the creator. Okay, so it's important to know that. These events can provide us with insights and perspectives to help alleviate anxiety, provide a sense of direction. Otherwise, anxiety, we seem to be lost in anxiety. And they can also serve as a reminder that trust in the process of life, the process of life, the process of life. Trust in it. Most of us don't trust. We're always trying to control things because we don't trust ourselves. Even when things seem uncertain and overwhelming, we can do that. We can learn to trust in the process and look for that kind of thing. Now, the power of synchronicity anxiety is intertwined. We know that. It's complex and it's profound. That warm feeling you get, wow, I created that idea. I am the creator. I created that. And only through synchronicity will we find that we are true creators. And then that gives us a little warmth and the meaning of life. And it gives us guidance and supports in the midst of anxiety. It's a message for us. So if you're being open to signs, don't lock them out. Don't be too stressed out. Don't be too anxious to see the signs and acknowledge the signs. Like with me, when I go and watch a movie, I've studied, I've produced a little podcast, I need to study it and get text, do research via YouTube, whatever content I can get my hands on to, you know, when I get an idea like, hey, let's write about or let's talk about synchronicity, the power of synchronicity. So I would go and study it. And then my favorite thing is, you know, my hobby is going to the films. I escape through films. I find it's my way out for a little bit. But here's what happens when I go to the movies. Sometimes I get the wow factor because I get synchronicity, and especially like giving you an example, I'm working on relationships at the moment, and one of the bigger podcasts that we work together with a coach, another coach, and I find that once I go into the movie, I saw this movie called The Challenger. It was about three people that are tennis players from the age of 18, how they grew up in their relationships, and you know, different characters, and you know, one was like anxious avoidance and anxious attachment styles and also pleasing. So I was talking also about pleasing. I did a podcast on pleasing and what's actually happening in the movies. I'm seeing more and more of this synchronicities pop up and say, wow, how connected are we? How feeling one and seeing the movie and also and seeing and getting that wow factor from that movie, which is important because that's what I'm studying on. And then before you know it, the world, the universe opens up to the signs and message that, hey, I kind of was part of this creation. I now understand it better. It makes you understand yourself better and on a deeper level, especially when you need to find the root causes of anxiety. And the more we start being aware on anxieties, then synchronicity kicks in our favor. And we find more that, hey, that's me. I was thinking about that. I shouldn't be doing that. Or I should be doing that. I should be managing this and that. So, yeah. It's just through the understanding that we can find solace and navigate through the challenges and the anxiety presents to us. Embracing synchronicity, looking for it, can help us cultivate a sense of interconnectedness, purpose, ultimately leading to a more balanced and lovely, lovely, fulfilling life in relationship and in anything. So stay tuned. Stay tuned to a few podcasts down the road. It'll be on the 26th that I'll be on relationship sabotaging relationships. How do we sabotage? We're going to big dive on that. And let's go move on. How can synchronistic events help us navigate through anxiety? Synchronistic events can help us navigate through anxiety in several ways. Providing reassurance can offer insurance comfort during times of anxiety. We can go offering guidance and direction. It's what provides us with can act as a guidepost, like pointing us in the right direction in life. And when we're feeling lost, overwhelmed with anxiety, somehow we can come out of it by looking deeply and learning through anxiety, through synchronicities. These events may present themselves in signs, don't ignore them. Symbols carry personal significance, guidance in our path, and pay attention to these synchronicities. By paying attention, we can actually gain clarity, make more informed decisions, and reduce anxiety in the process. Wonderful, isn't it, to do that? So it encourages self-reflection, invites us to reflect on thoughts, emotions, experiences, and when we encounter meaningful coincidence, it prompts us to consider the underlying messages, connections, self-reflections, and better understand the root cause, as mentioned again, very important, the root cause of the anxiety. We can go in there by looking, because our, you know, the power of synchronicity is also the way out of it. So that gives us a better understanding, allows us to delve deeper into our own psyche and gain a greater sense of self-awareness, which can be valuable in managing anxiety, right? So it's challenging. It also allows us to challenge our limiting beliefs, as you know, we can not see our limiting beliefs, but have a blind spot to it. But through synchronicities, it allows us to find balance and challenge our limiting beliefs and narratives that continue to anxiety, and may present us with unexpected opportunities, experiences, defy expectations and break us out of our comfort zone. So embracing these synchronicity events, we can challenge negative path, thoughts, patterns, beliefs that fuel anxiety, opening ourselves to new possibilities and growth. So cultivating trust and surrender, very powerful. Synchronicities events often require us to trust in the process, a wow factor. This is really great. There's more to life than this, and embrace the unknowns. What, you know, it's not difficult. It's very difficult to embrace the unknowns. It's very confusing, and we get very anxious with mood changes. It goes everywhere. So when we are anxious, we tend to kind of seek control and certainty always. And however, synchronistic events can remind us that there is a greater intelligence at work. I repeat that. There's a greater intelligence at work. I repeat that. There's a greater intelligence at work. I want to know that there's something more than my thinking, and I'm part of the creation, bad or good, challenge or not. And sometimes we need to surrender and trust in the unfolding of the events. This part, surrender, can be like alleviate anxiety straight away. If you surrendered, I remember once I had to surrender to my thoughts. I was, in my past podcast, I said that, you know, if I didn't surrender and I didn't get that passage or message, that synchronicity of picking up that Bible and finding that passage, you know, depending on this message, for those in faith and those that come up with holistic inspirations, mental inspirations. And these are synchronicities. Like an example is that picking up that Bible and finding that verse to kind of save my life just told me to surrender. Simple as that. That verse actually saved my life from actually going deep into my own rabbit holes and getting lost in my own mind. It was a lifesaver. If you just go back to a few podcasts, you find that I mentioned that space there, which wasn't a very good space to be in. Very uncertain times, and but however, it allowed me to deal with uncertainty and with more ease and acceptance when I surrendered. So if our positive thoughts, emotions create synchronetic reactions and coincidence, can negative thoughts, let's go into that again, because that's like a time travel. We are the creators of our time, with the help of the universe and God and whatnot, for you or you know, karma, all this sort of stuff, whatever you want to call it. So it provides us with synchronistic things. So creates the opposite circumstances or a coincidence. So I'm saying, if we can create positive synchronicity, then we can also create negative synchronicity. Negative thoughts and emotions can indeed influence our experiences, right? And attract circumstances that align with those negative states. Just as positive thoughts and emotions can create synchronistic reactions and coincidence, negative thoughts and emotions can also contribute to similar patterns, but in different directions. So just saying, yeah, we are, especially when we have anxiety, this can really, really, really affect us. And we can consistently hold on to negative thoughts, emotions, and create mindset that is focused on lack, fear, and pessimism. These are no good. This mindset can influence our perception and actions, leading to self-fulfilling prophecy, which when we believe in this, which is a trap. Like longing is a self-prophecy too, a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's all wrong, but we tend to believe it. It creates, enforces our self-limiting behaviors and, and thoughts. So we are invertedly attract our negative circumstances to life, synchronicities that align with our negative states of the mind. And you know, this could also hinder our health also. Remember, our thoughts create happiness, our thoughts create disaster. For example, if someone consistently believes that they are unlucky or unworthy, we have to snap out of that. They may interpret events in their life like through their lenses. And they may also overlook positive opportunity or dismiss synchronistic events altogether that could lead to positive outcomes. So this negative mindset can create a cycle, a heavy cycle, where negative thoughts and emotions reinforce negative circumstances. Again, so powerful. Perpetuating a state of anxiety, frustration, happening. No wonder the whole thing is, if we get stuck on anxiety, there's no coming back because of the synchronous power of synchronicity, negative synchronicity. So it's important to note that that does not mean that all negative circumstances or synchronicities are solely results of thoughts and emotions, but you know, life is complex, various factors contribute to our experiences. However, our mindset, emotion states can influence how we interpret and respond to events. It can turn to shape our experiences and synchronize with the encounter. So therefore, it's essential to cultivate self-awareness, activity, work on shifting negative thoughts and emotions towards more positive, empowering ones. But just consciously choosing to focus on gratitude, optimism, self-compassion, and get emotional with these. That's what stimulates the synchronicity in creating the coincidences that we need, that makes us fulfilled. We can begin to shift our mindset and attract more positive circumstances and synchronicity in our life. The process takes time, effort, but it can lead to a much more fulfilling life and joyful life. Once again, I'll say that. We're all going somewhere with that. So what are some of the potential like effects of constantly holding on to negative thoughts and emotions? Well, constantly holding on to negative thoughts and emotions can have several potential effects on our mental, emotional, even physical well-being. Again, we can destroy our bodies and create those occurrences that we don't need. So let's stop there. Let's realize the power of this so we can be much more healthier. Increased stress and anxiety, negative thoughts and emotions such as worry, fear, anger, once again contribute to chronic stress, anxiety. When we constantly dwell in the negative aspects of our lives, we create a heightened state, tension, unease, negative impacting on mental, emotional health, which again, it's recreating more synchronicities towards that. So impaired decision-making, also negative thoughts and emotions can cloud our judgment, impair our decision-making abilities. When we are consumed by negatives, it becomes challenging to think rationally, objectively. We're so consumed in that. This can lead to making hasty, nasty, irrational decisions that may not serve our best interests. Also, we can muck up our relationship, a strained relationship, constantly holding on to negative thoughts, emotions. Like we said, we're going to do a podcast on relationships soon, and let's go back to that. Can strain our relationships with others, right? Negative emotions like resentment, jealousy, anger can lead to conflicts. And guys, if you're doing that, stop it. That's just creating more synchronicity, more things to happen in that space, and misunderstandings and breakdowns in communication. It becomes difficult to maintain a healthy, fulfilling connection with anyone. And this negative, you know, dominates our intentions and creates circumstances and coincidence that we don't want these types. So decreased motivation, productivity, also negative thoughts and emotions can drain our energy, enthusiasm, leading to the decreases in motivation, productivity. And we constantly focus on negative. It becomes challenging to find the drive to pursue our goals or engage in activities that bring joy and fulfillment. Impact on our physical health. Prolonged exposure of negative thoughts and emotions can also have physical consequences. Consequences, coincidences, and actual studies have shown that chronic stress and negative emotion states can contribute to various health issues, cancer, you name it, including weakened immune systems, cardiovascular problems, digestive problems, increased susceptibility to illnesses. So there you go, let's stop it, right? Limited perspective and opportunities. Holding on to negative thoughts and emotions can create a limited perspective where we become fixated on negative aspects of life. Fixated, like I mentioned earlier. I just want to say that this limits our point of view, our viewpoint, and can prevent us from seeing opportunities, solutions, and positive aspects of our experience. It becomes challenging. Explore the new possibilities. Embrace the challenge and negative dominate. And dominates our mindset. Who wants that? So, winding it back, it's really important to recognize the potential effects of constantly holding on to negative thoughts, emotions, and taking proactive steps to address them, and developing self-awareness, practicing mindfulness, seeking support from loved ones and professionals, anyone. So look, I hope this podcast really helped. The power of our mind, folks, the power of mind is just amazing. And we can be either trapped in something or we can be fulfilled in something. So I just want to say it's time to wind it back. And I wish that everyone, has a positive and abundant life. And this is, if you need consultation, I'm there. I'm going to leave my email address. And also you can join a Facebook group here and in the description place of the Spotify podcast. Also SoundCloud podcast. Happy to help. Can leave my Kalindi if you feel like it's time for you, or you want to take the urge to do a free one-to-one consultation about subjects of anxiety and how to stay balanced. My job as a coach, as anxiety coach, is to continue you practicing these particular practices and alleviate any anxiety. Everyone needs a coach. They just need to be kept accountable, because it's just too much to take your balance, to be unbalanced and take your attention away. So once again, this is Nick Jensen from Holistic Health, coach for anxiety, and wishing you all the best. Bye for now. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.